SLM spokesperson Mohammed Al-Nair argues the peace deal signed in Juba between Khartoum and armed opposition groups did not address the real problems in Sudan, and his movement has no intention of engaging in any negotiations with the current transitional government in Khartoum. Al-Nair says negotiations between the parties in Sudan will only lead to more political division should they disagree on any article stipulated in the peace agreement. He says Sudan's complicated political history has created imbalances in service delivery, leaving many communities feeling marginalized. Al-Nair says his movement believes the only way to address the various conflicts in Sudan is by engaging all communities in a genuine dialogue about the root causes of the country's problems.
We regard this as an ideal solution to find a true, comprehensive, just and genuine peace in Sudan. Sudan has a lot of complicated problems apart from causes of war. There are many regions and communities across the country that have serious issues and have not taken up arms against the government, and they should be represented in this conference.
The Darfur-based Sudan Liberation Movement, led by rebel leader Abdulwahid Muhammad Nur, and the SPLM North, led by General Abdulaziz Al-Hilu, refused to sign the Juba peace deal, arguing it does not address the root causes of Sudan's problems. Al-Nair says the transitional government has no legitimacy and does not represent the thousands of Sudanese who sacrificed their lives to overthrow long-term President Omar al-Bashir, who was ousted by the military. He says the real power belongs to the Sudanese revolutionaries.
We are talking about an initiative for a comprehensive peace in Sudan. It is not a negotiation between our movement and the government, but it is a dialogue among Sudanese. We expect all organizations such as armed movements, youth, women, traditional and religious leaders, refugees and internally displaced persons, and military institutions to participate.
In October last year, the Sudan Revolutionary Front, an umbrella organization of 9 Sudanese armed groups, signed a peace deal with the Sudanese transitional government in Juba. The agreement ended years of fighting in Darfur, Blue Nile, South Kordofan, and Eastern Sudan. Al-Nair says his group will only hold talks with the government if Khartoum agrees to involve all Sudanese communities in a wider national dialogue.
We will not engage in any negotiation with the current transitional government, be it in Khartoum, Juba, or anywhere else. We have expressed this clearly to the government a long time ago. What we need is a public dialogue among all Sudanese people.
Al-Nair denies the Sudanese Liberation Movement is under pressure from the international community to sign a peace deal soon, saying no one will force the SLM to engage in what he calls short-term peace.
Sudanese people are aware that there was a lot of international pressure placed on the SLM in the past to sign the Abuja Agreement in 2006 and Doha Agreement in 2011. But we are determined to continue the struggle for our people whom we have carried arms to fight for. We are not in a position to compromise, nor have we been under pressure, censorship, or intimidation.
Sudanese writer and political analyst Abdulmunem Himit, who has been following the conflict in Darfur for years, describes the situation in Darfur as fragile after nearly 20 years of conflict in the area. Himit believes any renewed conflict between the government and rebel groups in Darfur will complicate the situation, not only in Darfur, but across the entire Sudan.
The situation in Darfur is very complicated, and I think it is flammable because of existence of many armed forces there. And this situation will continue because it will depend on many issues. So the solution must be comprehensive for all sides, not just to sit with one part and ignore the other.
Himit says the transitional government should consider engaging holdout groups and winning their trust rather than freezing them out of power. For VOA News, I am Michael Atid in Khartoum.